Folks, it's that time on a Friday. Do the math. It's football season. It's the 4 o'clock hour. It's sports talk. And while our temperature may linger in the 50s, not so much as we head for the million-dollar sandbar known as Miami Beach.
From Miami Beach, the sun and fun capital of the world.
If you haven't won a bet since, well, Britney wore mouse ears, it's the man who created ParamountSports.com on the web.
And here he is.
Ladies and gentlemen, Lee Sterling.
How sweet it is.
He continues to take deep people on our show with his service. Big weekend ahead. Trio of a big 30 to 35 unit picks. Last week had Wazoo on the cover against Oregon. Oregon State losing but covering. Stanford laying too many with the Utes and the Dogs laying it over Cal. Lee Sterling, always great to talk to you, my friend. How are things in Miami?
Couldn't be better. Your Yankees are doing great and my Miami Hurricanes are on a roll, so all's good in the world, right?
So far, so good. I don't know about in the world, but maybe in our sports world. That's a conversation
well,
that is separate.
Isn't that the most important thing to us?
Yeah, really. Let's talk about the numbers. Let's get our priorities straight.
I would say I'm like 98.9% sure that you're not going out with another couple tonight.
No, I'm going to be semi-radar locked, and it's always fun because of the time difference. I'm on the air for an hour while they're right. On, so it's right. It's a matter of not saying the F word on the air. That's all I have to avoid, and all is good. How about we start in the Mountain West? Boise State at San Diego State. They're both unbeaten in league, but the Broncos have been beaten twice overall, once by Washington State. Then a surprise against Virginia. Aztecs unbeaten, including two wins against Pac-12 schools, Arizona State and Stanford. Rashad Penny is just a stud back who's right around 1,000 yards. BSU quarterback Brett Rippon, second game back after missing some time injured. Odds makers say Aztecs by 7. Who we liking here?
Wow, there's a lot of teams that are undefeated right now that, you know, they got cupcake schedule. San Diego State did have to play Stanford, but you know, other than that, in this game, I mean, they have smooth sailing. Some other teams, like Wisconsin. So, I mean, this could be one of those crazy years. There might be like 7 teams in mid to late November that are undefeated. So, San Diego State's one of them. I don't think they can get in the Final Four, but Penny is a star. But they're facing a Boise State run defense that's pretty stout, allowing just 3.1 yards per carry. They're getting it going right now, finally on offense. Rippon showing some improvement, and the running game, Alexander Mattison, he had his best game against the Cougs when he gained 118 yards, and it turns out Washington State has a pretty good run D. So I just like Harsin here on the road. He's 12-6. I think San Diego State's going to win the game 27-24, but I'm taking the Broncos in the 7.
All right, let's get to the Pac-12, the big one in the South, Southern Cal hosting Utah. Utes off their first loss, inconsistent play at quarterback, couple of picks by Troy Williams cost them against Stanford, the defense victimized by Bryce Love, who's just amazing, now on pace to break Barry Sanders' single-season record. USC off the conference version of the bye, they beat Oregon State. Win this, and the Trojans already will move to 4-1 in conference play. Vegas says Trojans solid, minus 13. What say you?
You know, there's still something wrong with Sam Darnold. I mean, he's trying to make it sound like things are really getting going, but he had another interception last week. Utes have to be disappointed. They had that game. They had a shot there. But those two turnovers, those two interceptions were costly. But I think with Williams quarterbacking, they need to stick more with a run with Zach Moss and Henry Cole. Those two guys combined for almost 150 rushing yards last week. And the Utes just always seem to play close games. 11 of the last 14 games have been decided by 7 points or less. And this is where they do their best work. They are 8-2 against the spread as an away underdog. I have USC winning 31-27, but the Utes covering.
All righty. Arizona State hosting Washington. We continue with Lee Sterling of ParamountSports.com with the hot hand. Sparky playing 500 ball early in the league season off the bye. Huskies just suffocated Cal. In essence, their defense pitched a shutout. The only touchdown was a fumble recovery after Jake Browning pass was fumbled by Dante Pettis. UW has the bye after this. Just amazing in this conference how many substantial road favorites we've seen. And here we are, dogs laying 17 at Tempe. What are you thinking about this one?
Well, crazy line here because I think, what has it been since 1999 or something like that since the dogs have won at Arizona State? Is that correct?
I believe so. You know, you have to gauge for it because they used to play every year now with the South the last 4 years. But still, the desert has always been troublesome. Yeah,
and
yeah.
I know it was before 2000. And Washington here rolling 80-14 scoring edge the last 2 weeks. They are just, I mean, it's like they're going to work. You know, they last year it was like, okay, it was an excitement. I think they know that they're good. They're not overly cocky. I think they just get it done, and their defense only allowing one touchdown the last 2 weeks here. Arizona State pass defense is really weak, allowing right now they're number 119 out of 130 teams in yards allowed. And the bottom line is defense wins championships, and that's what Washington is all about right now. Washington 45-20. I have them winning and covering.
All righty. By the way, in case you're on Sports Jeopardy, Washington 42-38 at Arizona State, 1998.
88. Okay, 98. Right there.
There you go. I just always worry somebody's going to be in a bar, make a bet, and I talk to them, and I didn't provide the proper information. Lee, I can't live with myself.
Okay.
The number 8 team in the country is Washington State. They make their way to Berkeley for Cal, who got off to a promising start under Justin Wilcox, beat Carolina at Chapel Hill, Ole Miss at their place. Turns out those teams stink. For the record, this is tonight's Pac-12 game. Cougs have shown a much improved defense. You mentioned it earlier, but I don't know if they faced a really great offense yet. USC made all kinds of mistakes, but anyway, Wazoo 6-0, a 14-point road chalk. How do you see this one?
You know, teams are really starting to figure out Cal's blitz schemes, and what they're doing is they're getting rid of the ball quick, and the Cal defenders, they just can't make plays in space. So it's going to take them a while, and they're ranked number 102 in total defense, and people just have figured out Wilcox's schemes in conference. He does a lot better when he plays non-conference opponents. They can't run. How about this? The last 2 weeks, Cal has been outstated in the running game, 488 to minus 32. You're not going to win or be competitive when you have that kind of deficit here. I like the Cougs by 3 touchdowns, 45-24.
All righty. Finally, the game down on the farm, Ducks at Stanford, Oregon resilient against Luke Falk and the Coug defense, but you can only go to the well so many times. The offense led by the raw freshman couldn't do anything. Cardinal having their own issues at quarterback with neither K.J. Costello performing well nor the recently returned from injury Keller Crist. But they got a good line, and you mentioned him earlier. Man, Bryce Love, strong secondary. Second week in a row, I'm wondering if the line in the Oregon game isn't off 5-6 points. Cardinal a 10-point home chalk. How do you see this one playing out?
What's the status right now? Is Allie, is he going to start this game? What are you hearing?
I would bet Burmeister.
Yeah, okay. Well, you know, even with Burmeister, I think that the Ducks can be competitive. I think they're going to run the ball a lot here. They want to keep the clock rolling. They want to stay away from big mistakes. You know, the dog has covered for the last 5 years in this series here, and I just think you got to commit at times 8 players to the line to stop Love. I mean, he's a difference maker. Ducks also so 8-1 against the spread here as a road dog. I think Stanford's going to win 34-27, but I think this is a trap line here. I think the country's going to play Stanford, and the Ducks are going to cover and only lose by 7.
Well, we've seen sometimes this country makes horrible mistakes. And like I always say in wrapping up, we talk Pac-12, the West Coast games, big national matchups. For the radio, it's a lot of fun. But when it comes time to pick winners, you and your people are not thinking Nielsen ratings, but matchup edges. You like what you've seen all week and have much to offer this week, starting with the game of the week, Team Turmoil, Oregon State hosting Colorado, will get off a tough home loss to Arizona. So let the folks know how to get that and all that you at Paramount Sports have to offer.
Well, we're going to see who can get off the deck here in this game. You want to get involved with Paramount Sports. We've won 7 straight weeks. I just had a feeling after about 3 or 4 weeks to start the season in a row, I thought this was going to be a special year. So don't wait until I've won 11 or 12 weeks. Hop on board. How about this? Our strongest plays have been our 30 to 35 unit plays. We're on a 26-5 run dating back to last November. We have 3 on Saturday, 1 on Sunday. So you can get 7 games on Saturday for $77. That's right, just $77, $11 a selection, and like I said, 3 of those 7 will be 30 to 35 unit releases, and then 5 on Sunday, just $55, and 1 of those will be a 30 to 35 unit selection. So we've never had 4 in a weekend this year. Big, big weekend. You want to get involved, ParamountSports.com, or call us here at the office, 800-400-9741. Start winning today.
Hey, Lee, always look forward to it. A lot of fun, my friend. You have a terrific weekend.
Okay. See you, Steve.
Take it easy.